Fact check, Kamala Harris claims she was raised in the middle class. By Hannah Knudsen on September 10, 2024. Claim, Vice President Kamala Harris claimed during Tuesday night's presidential debate that she had a middle-class upbringing. Verdict, mostly false. Harris had a rich Canadian upbringing. Growing up in Westmount, a majority English neighborhood in the French province of Quebec. When asked if Americans are better off today than they were 4 years ago, Harris completely dodged the question, instead beginning with this line. So, I was raised as a middle-class kid, and I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. Continuing to dodge the actual question, she said. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people, and that is why I imagine and have, actually, a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy. Because, here's the thing, we know that we have a shortage of homes and housing. And the cost of housing is too expensive for far too many people. We know that young families need support to raise their children. However, her first assertion, which she clearly made to appear more relatable to the American people, is demonstratively false. Breitbart News politics editor Emma Jo Morris has reported on Harris's fake persona extensively, as she grew up on the same streets as Harris. Furthermore, at the time that Harris lived there, it was not only the nicest neighborhood in Montreal but was the richest one in all of Canada. As Morris reported, noting that this was far from the struggle of the streets Harris now purports to have been down with. As she reported, according to an op-ed that her best friend from her time at Westmount High School penned, Harris lived with her mother and sister Maya on Grosvenor Avenue in a Victorian home. As her friend explains, Harris enjoyed family dinners and a stable life. This is the street Harris grew up on. These homes list for, minimum, more than $1 to $2 million Canadian dollars, $750,000 to $1.5 million US dollars. That tracks with most people's lifestyles in that neighborhood. It is one of the luckiest places someone could live. Harris implying that it is the streets is an ironic joke many who grow up there make. See more of Harris's posh upbringing here or below.